Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
Phobias this morning.
We're reading a story about some weird and wacky phobias. There's one out there called genuphobia, which is the fear of knees.
Knees.
They can't stand people walking around showing off their knees or getting on their knees praying. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Yep. Crawling around.
Yeah, crawling
around. Freaking out.
Over knees.
Over knees.
Yeah, okay. It's one of the weaker phobias out there, but let's look for some stronger ones this morning. 13, 12, 16. What are you scared of? What's your phobia? Dom joins us. Dom, you want to tell us about yours?
I am so scared of clowns.
Of clowns?
Yeah, clowns.
Where does this come from? Is it something from early childhood or seeing an actual clown?
When I was about 6 years old, my mum took me to the circus, and it just happened that a clown fell from really high.
Oh, so it
landed in front of me.
Oh, so ever since...
scared the hell out of me.
Ever since then, you've never been able to look at another one?
No, they're so scary.
Well, of course, there's a lot of other people who find clowns just as equally as scary.
You know what? I think Stephen King ruined that for a lot of people with the movie It. A mate of mine, he's 25 years old and hates clowns. Like, can't even be in a room with a clown. There was a costume party one time. He wouldn't come in because there was a clown walking around.
Have you ever seen a clown that's just not, like, acting happy but has the whole makeup on? But
so
it's just,
he's got the happy makeup on, but he's actually walking around frowning.
Just standing there like as you would every day. Like, if we painted up your face like a clown, it would look actually quite disturbing if you're not acting all happy or whatnot.
You're walking around like a clown. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Imagine getting followed around by a clown.
Yeah.
Just following you around all day, smiling with his nose and all that.
Do that again. I won't say what part of his body he is squeezing to make that noise. We're taking a look at this great topic from Can of Worms last night. Essentially, the question was put out, is it okay for you to meet up with an ex if you're no longer single?
That's right. If your partner comes to town, is it okay to catch up over dinner, over drinks, if you've moved on but they're still single?
If your ex-partner, I think you just said, if they come to town, should you catch up? Is it okay if you've moved on, if you've got someone else, or is that just going to be awkward?
Is it going to be a little bit, you know, a bit of tension between you pair?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the right thing to do, though?
Mm-hmm. Boom, chicka, wow, wow. 13, 12, 16's number. Fred joins us this morning. Morning, Fred. How are you, mate?
Pretty good.
That's good. Now, what do you reckon, mate? Is it okay to meet up with an ex if you're no longer single?
Yeah.
Why's that?
Met up with my ex, and she's actually still married and got a few kids, and so she's not single either. We sort of get together every few weeks.
Okay.
I actually planned my visit.
Okay. So what, you schedule them out going, hey, we'll meet every 3 weeks or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Really good.
Now, how's her new partner with this? Is he okay with it?
Right.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he
doesn't know. Oh, so he's you do this behind his back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so he doesn't know. Hey, wait, do you have a partner?
Yeah.
Does she know?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, I'm sorry, that's just outstanding.
That's a little bit weird, a little bit. I mean, it kind of poses a question, like, is it okay to catch up, like, if there's nothing happening between the pair?
I don't think there's ever any good breakups. So I think as much as people talk about there being good breakups all the time, they're always tragic.
There's people talking about stories about, you know, how they're best friends with their exes and stuff like that, and they still catch up on every odd occasion.
Which people?
Which is fine. People on Facebook, people who we have spoken to in the past as well.
Who? Like names?
Well, for example, on Facebook right now, Nikita said she's got no choice to see her ex or not because her boyfriend and him are really good friends.
There you go.
There's a situation like that. But there's also, you know, when kids are involved and stuff like that, and you have to keep the peace between the two parents.
Oh,
so when you think about it like that,
you
need to think, you know, what's beneficial for the child. So, of course, you know, two parents fighting, not so beneficial. Two parents working out their differences together, being friends, good situation.
Aww.
Look at me go.
Look at you.
Talking about moral high fields and stuff.
I told you that parenting course we did together would pay off.
I know. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. Dad's forever.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. Sometimes, you know, you'll have a parent who is a little bit enthusiastic about something, wants to share.
Would you say? Yeah, hobbies. They obviously enjoy doing quite a few things around the house because in their spare time, especially when your parents get retired, they find things to do.
Mm.
Like, for example, my dad collects movies.
Movies.
That's
all right.
He loves romantic comedies.
That's all right.
And insists on watching them all day.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
Every single day.
Ow.
Like, he knows word for word The Notebook.
No, he
does. He does.
Can we call Alan up?
We can give him a call, yeah.
Yeah. So he's a big fan of The Notebook.
He's a big, massive fan of it. It's really embarrassing when I bring friends around. They're like, oh, have you seen The Expendables, for example? He's like, no, don't care for that. Have you, however, seen Notting Hill?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because The Notebook's not a romantic comedy. That's just a romantic kind of drama.
Chick flick.
Yeah. So your dad's into chick flicks.
He's in the chick flicks, yeah.
Could be worse. Could be into taxidermy. Could have, dead stuffed animals everywhere.
That's true.
Could be into porcelain dolls.
Could have a special magazine collection.
Could do. Like many dads out there this morning. You know what I'm saying, Dad?
Yep.
What's that down the back shed in that box? Nothing, son. Don't look at that. Leave the rock on top of it. Don't tell your mum. Just leave it there. In the Baskerville family, we like to truly embarrass our children. When I was a lot younger, they used to have dress-up days at school. Right, but
like what kind of dress up day? Like costumes, or
the whole school would do, like, you know, whatever book you're studying in class, you had to dress up as a character from that. Yeah, book day, red nose day,
stuff like that. Yep.
I remember one, which was they had an Easter theme one, I'd gotten to a certain point where don't look at me like that. I'd gotten to a certain point where I was a little bit older and no one else was really doing it, but Mum insisted on dressing me up as a giant rabbit.
Okay. Okay, so
and sending me to class.
Were you the only person in your grade dressed up like a rabbit? Did you have the fluffy cotton ball tail on your behind as well?
I did. I had that as well, and ears.
Early on in the class. How was that day at school?
Oh, that's good. The beatings were a little longer than usual. But that was the only thing.
I think they just thought you were a rabbit. Yeah. They're just trying to make rabbit stew out of Chris Baskerville. Oh, well done. Mm. Are there any photos of this incident?
No, but it explains a lot about how hard it's been for me to get a girlfriend for so many years. I think there's photos maybe somewhere, but I burnt them. I burnt them.
You would do something like that, wouldn't you?
Hey, 13, 12, 16, have your parents embarrassed you this morning? That's what we want to know. Jill's joining us. Jill, tell us your story.
My parents, well, my mother, completely embarrassed my younger sister and I.
Mm-hmm.
She drove us up to the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
She had her dressing gown on and rollers in her hair.
Oh,
and because my sister and I were a bit naughty in the morning, got out and waved to us.
Oh, no.
That's one of the worst things as well, because you don't want to be embarrassed by your parents on the way to school.
Oh, exactly. But the funny thing is, I did it to my son.
Mother, like daughter.
Keeping the tradition alive. You know what's good? If you have your hair in curlers and you got the bit of the dressing gown on, just make sure it's a bit of a windy day. There we go. Hello,
good
everyone.
Night.
Yeah, get a bit of a Marilyn Monroe look happening.
Oh, yeah. That'll go down in history. Remember that time Mum came to school, embarrassed me in front of everyone, doing the Marilyn Monroe pose?
It could be worse. It could be Dad with his hair in curlers in the dressing gown. Just count yourself lucky, kids.
You know what? Yep, spot on, because that's one thing you don't really want to see.
I know there's a lot of dads out there who go, you know what? I'm up for that this
because
morning.
Because there's lots of dads out there with long, like, you know, really long...
luscious locks.
Luscious long hair who could
just
actually
say it.
Pull it off.
Just say it. Mullets.
Mullets, of course.
And when they're not busy out in the backyard with that box in the shed, they'll...
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.